You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. And that's how you hop aboard. We're trying to solve problems here today, not cause them. We're solving them.
I have the solution.
Well, I don't know about that.
I just don't want to listen.
I heard it. Don't like it. Should Sirianni take over play calling duties from Kevin Petullo? It is our Midday Show Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Hugh, what's your guess on the voting so far? Yes or no, should Sirianni take the play calling from Petullo?
Yes, 70%.
58% yes. So you're on the right track, yes. But it's 58-42. That's where we're at the voting right now at WIP.
I thought it would go the other way.
You thought it'd be more like no.
Well, yeah, because look, I know the magnitude of what I'm suggesting.
It's a
here,
big one.
And
okay.
Nick Sirianni has done this before unsuccessfully.
Didn't look pretty.
Nope.
Now,
I guess I underestimated just how much people are done with the Kevin Petullo experience.
Well, he's become, and whether it's fair or not, he's become the thing, right? He's become
the flavor of the month.
Well, he's the thing to discuss, because last year the offense was better, and they haven't changed much of the offense personnel-wise. It's really just Becton that's different, and clearly the play caller is different this year with Petullo versus Kellen Moore last year. All right, one guy that had a big perspective on this during the postgame show on Sunday evening on NBC Sports Philadelphia, Ruben Frank, we're going to get to him in just one second
here. This show, sponsored by Bet365.
All right, Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia, with us here to talk about the coordinator and what the heck's going on with this offense. Rube, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Well, we're trying to hang in there, Rube. It's about to fall apart around these parts. You know how it is in Philadelphia.
I'm not so sure about that. We'll see.
We will, and it's a big one Friday against the Bears. Ruben, what's your feeling on the offense right now and what they should do? Because they've reached a crossroads here. They won a lot of games without moving the football, but the numbers over the course of the season are towards the bottom of the league in many categories offensively. It feels like it needs to get much better to go win a Super Bowl. Ruben, what's your thought on what they need to do offensively?
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, the defense has gotten better every week, but you're not going to win a Super Bowl with this kind of offense. You're just not. So, I'm all for changing play callers. I would not have Nick do it. He's not very good at it. We saw that in 21 before he turned things over to Shane Steichen, who was great at it. Unfortunately, he's not available. Parks Frazier is a guy I would have do it right now. He's done it before with the Colts. He's called plays. He's not a position coach, so he's got the ability to do it without being encumbered by dealing with a position. You can't have Kevin Petullo, and I don't think he's the whole problem. Like you said, I don't think he's the entire thing, but you have to change something. And There's other things he can change, but that's the big one. And he just doesn't have a flair for it, for using plays to set up other plays, for being unpredictable, for adjusting in-game adjustments. We saw that Sunday. He scored 21 points, and then you know your offense falls to pieces. The other team's adjusting, and you're not adjusting back. I mean, it's a chess match out there, and you know he's getting checkmated, I guess. But I just don't know how you can continue the way things are. I mean, you're not going to. I mean, the standards are high here. If you don't win a Super Bowl, it's a disappointing season, and you're just flat out not going to win a Super Bowl with him calling plays.
Ruben Frank with us here. The offense, when you look at it, on the field, what do you think has been the biggest issue? Is it the offensive line? Is it their inability to sustain a passing game? Is it the run game totally disappearing? Like, when you watch it each week, what part to you sticks out as the part that is the most concerning?
Most egregious.
Yeah.
Look at you using egregious. There you go. I think it's Saquon. I think the biggest issue is Saquon, and I don't think it's just the offensive line. Obviously, they missed Becton. We know that. The injuries that have hurt. But when Tank Bigsby gets back there, the offensive line looks fine. And it's a limited sample size. But man, I was just writing about that 3rd and 2 just after the 2-minute warning on Sunday when Jalen took that long sack and it kind of set up the game winning drive for the Cowboys. 3rd and 2 on your own 37. Last year, there's no way they're throwing the ball, right? There's no way. Third and two, you're running it twice. If you have to, you get the first down, you drive down, Jake Elliott hits a field goal, and you win the game. And you have Jalen doing a 7-step drop and then dancing around and getting sacked, and Cowboys are in field goal range on like 4 plays. So, to me, there's a lot of issues right now, but Saquon is not the same guy, and I think I don't think he's hurt. I don't think he's injured. I just think, and I didn't see this coming, but I just think the pounding, he had like almost 500 touches last year. What was it, 482?
Yep.
No, I mean, I think it took its toll, and I was naive enough to think that he'd be the exception to the rule that, you know, running backs that get that kind of workload are never the same the next year. I mean, we're seeing it with Josh Jacobs, and, you know, you see it with so many guys, and he's just not the same guy. And, you know, Nick doesn't admit it, and I don't know deep down if he believes it, but, I mean, he's had one good game. This is a guy who ran for 2,000 yards last year. He's had one good game. Do you know Tank Bigsby only has one fewer 17 yards or longer run than Saquon? And he's got 18 carries, and Saquon's got 185. I think Nick owes it to the offense, to the team, to or Nick and Kevin, whoever's calling the plays, to get Bigsby in there some more and see if he can add. He's got some juice to him that Saquon clearly doesn't have. And no, I mean, every time he's had an opportunity, he had one carry on Sunday. It was 8 yards. It was longer than any of Saquon's carries. So I don't think he's the answer to all their problems, but I think a little more Tank Bigsby, a different play caller. Maybe, you know, you get Lane back before you expected, and I think they could have a good offense. But, I mean, there's so much talent in this offense. It's just inexcusable to be this bad.
Well, I'd agree with that. Their numbers are we're at the Jets and the Saints and the, you know, those, some of the worst teams in the National Football League. Ruben, let's end with this. Do you think what happened 2 years ago will play into how Sirianni handles this? You know, around this time of the year, they were 10-3, but things weren't going great on defense. They changed the defensive play call, right? It went from Desai to Matt Patricia, and things seemed to get worse after that. Do you think that will impact Sirianni's decision when it comes to this now on the offensive side, and should it impact it? That was then, this is now, but it would get brought up again, like, hey, we just tried this 2 years ago. What does that say about the whole operation? What's your thought on that element to this?
Yeah, it's funny because Matt Patricia's doing a heck of a job with Ohio State.
Yeah, he is.
Calling plays. So you could use him on the offensive side, but it shouldn't. I mean, when he changed coordinators in 21, it was a brilliant move, and it kind of jump-started the offense and with Shane. So I don't think you can not do it just because of what happened 2 years ago. I mean, that was a talent issue. I mean, Matt Patricia wasn't great, but I mean, they didn't have any talent. They had injuries on defense, the secondaries. I mean, it was a mess. So I'm not sure anybody could have, you know, but that's not the issue on offense with this team. The talent's there. I mean, we all know that. I mean, you know, they've got Pro Bowlers at every level. So if that's the issue, I don't think it should be. And I'll tell you what, this offense is worse right now than the defense was when he replaced Sean Desai. And the offense is worse now than when he replaced himself in 21 after seven games. So I think he owes it to the team to do everything he can to get this offense to where it needs to be to compete for a championship, and they're not there.
Well, they aren't, and it is striking when you say it like that. Ruben, we appreciate hopping on. Have a happy Thanksgiving, and Friday's a big one. Eagles and Bears Friday at the Link. Thank you, Ruben.
Have a good one.
All right, guys. Anytime.
There he goes. Ruben Frank, NBC Sports Philadelphia. So he threw Parks Frazier in the mix. We got a new name. He was with the Colts all those years ago. He's another one of those guys. I think he went to Miami for a little bit. Carolina, then Miami. I think he ended up with McDaniel in Miami before he ended up here.
An issue at his house, didn't he?
Wait,
broken into?
Well, there was a news story.
Broken into, sprayed.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, y'all vague. Y'all being real.
Right, I'll just read the headline.
I think his house got shot up.
His house got shot 77 times.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now this...
In Miami?
No, this was in Indy. From the news story, I don't think this. It seemed
it's
to me
the wrong house, right?
Wrong house. I don't think Parks did anything wrong here. And he wasn't home. He wasn't. You would think a decent one. He's an NFL coach, right?
Well, yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah. But who's in your neighborhood that they shot up the wrong crib?
I don't know. Well, that's a sure question. Parks
feels like a very small mistake for a very insignificant. Or a very significant error.
Yeah, a huge error.
I mean,
my bad, dog. We mean shoot your house.
Yeah, my wrong house. I only shot it 77 times before I realized.
We're having a little fun with this. Everyone was okay, by the way.
Right, yeah.
Nobody was home, right?
Nobody was home. From the Indy Star Report, no one was home. Thank goodness.
My bad.
Yes, and if it is Parks Frazier, I'm sure that story will come up again. I hadn't thought of that name. He's another person on the staff, right? It's not... Sirianni's the one we're debating because he's handled this before. He's done it. I would just ride with Petullo, but now we throw Parks Frazier's name in the mix.
Also, the Sirianni one, I think, breeds the best possible long-term solution.
It would.
Like, if it works out.
We don't have to keep doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot. I mean, that's something the Eagles have to deal with and Sirianni has to deal with if it's not him, even when we get to next year. Who's calling the plays next year?
No, this is going to be a repeating cycle for... Forever, as long as Sirianni's head coach, do it.
That is the bottom line. Yep. Let's go back.
Sorry, one sec.
Yep.
I did have to mention, when it comes to sportsbooks, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only, must be located in Pennsylvania.
All right, so I like this call on the line here. Terrence at Springfield, anyone but Nick. I'm kind of into that idea. What's up, Terrence?
Huge Joe, Kyle, what's up, man?
Terrence, what's going on?
Guys, we cannot give up play calling to Nick at this time.
Mm-mm.
I believe that it will get a team panic vibes. And if the coach is panicking, guys, the team is going to panic. I believe bringing in somebody from the outside mentorship. I told Kyle, buying the ball. He needs a job. He's got fired. We saw what he did with Dark before he got hurt. We saw what he did with Jalen in college. You know what I mean? I don't understand, though, why at this point
he sat
a championship team with these weapons. Yeah. And one thing you said yesterday, it kind of stuck with me, man, and I agree. I think leaders like Brady would do this, Mahomes would do this. If the offense stinks like this bad and the QB is just letting the ship sink and he comes to the press conference with these same old cliches and what they need to work on and nothing's getting better. And nothing's getting better. I got a problem with that because Jalen Hurts can go to the owner, to go to the coaches and say, guys, we got to get better. We're too vanilla on offense. We got to switch some things up. Guys, it's on the QB. It's on Kevin Dud Dulo, and it's on Nick.
That was terrible.
And I keep hearing, Kevin Dud Dulo was under Frank Wright.
Not going to stick.
But I don't see motion. I heard in an interview how Sirianni was saying they had motion. I don't see any motion in this offense. And they said that Kevin Dadulo was learning under Frank Wright. And all these, they got all these dishes, guys. And they can't make nada. They got, like we said the other day, they got all these chefs in the kitchen. They got all these dishes. But they can't make nada. And we look at Shane Steichen, guys. He's rejuvenated Daniel Jones' career. And he's rejuvenated Taylor's career. So is it the coordinator? Is it the quarterback? Or is it the head coach, guys? Because some head coaches, guys, they won't have this same old vanilla offense because it's the same personnel that we had before. So understanding Steichen, if we had this explosive offense, it's the same personnel we have right now. So what is the damn issue, guys? I want to say bring in somebody like Dave Ball, Frank Wright, and right now, guys, we know Frank Wright got fired. We know Dave Ball got fired and all these guys got fired. But maybe they're better coordinators.
They might be. And all coaches get fired. So at some point, like, that's, you know, there's a bunch of these. We didn't even bring up Mike McCarthy. He's sitting at home, too. I mean, there's a bunch of guys that have been head coaches.
Yeah, just bring everybody.
I bring
McCarthy to oversee this thing.
All I'm hearing are solutions for, like, the offseason.
No, I mean, you could bring an advisor right now.
Okay, but why is that not a panic move? But Nick Sirianni taking it over
He could do it from home, work remote.
Work remote.
I don't care. Watch tape and help out. This offense sucks. I mean, we all know.
They got to switch something up, Kyle, because...
I just gave you an idea.
Now, yeah, but Sirianni calling plays.
Yes!
One work. All right, Terrence, what do you got for us? Siblings, famous siblings.
Famous sibling guy. I got a good one.
Okay.
How about Thor and Loki?
Thor and Loki. They are famous siblings. Yeah, they are famous. Terrence, we appreciate the phone call. Thor and Loki.
Ooh, yeah.
You okay, Hugh?
Yeah, I was just, you know, just like, ooh, that was a good one.
Well.
Just made you think a little bit. Some other famous twins.
Not his nickname for Petula, though.
what was it?
The Dulo.
No,
it's horrible.
That was what they call the tryhard. He was working.
I heard someone refer to him as Puntulo.
That is better. That does fit.
At least it works.
Yeah. Three and out rate is ridiculous. Pat in Denver thinks Kyle's insane. What's up, Pat?
Kyle is insane. Mm-hmm. You can't make a leadership change right now. They got to go out and win on Friday. Well, I mean, what did Mailata say? Right. You have to go out and play and execute the game plan, and they didn't do that on Sunday.
They haven't done it all season. He's been saying that for weeks.
And
we're
you're
one
not
block
listening.
Away. Yeah. We got to execute. It's not happening.
Well, that, you know what, before you go on, Pat, that is mostly what bad teams say all year. Ah, we're close. Yeah, we're close. Well, I don't know. They're not close. Does that look close to you on offense? It doesn't look close to me.
Are they a bad team?
They're a bad offense.
They are an awful offense, dude. Their offense stinks.
They are a bad offense with what is an improving defense. But I will say, we probably need to pump the brakes on saying they're better than last year's defense. Last year's defense does not get torched the way this year's defense did. It's a good defense, and it's a capable defense. They're not last year's.
I would say that, you know, maybe the front office made some bad moves in the offseason. And they got, you know, no offense, Hugh, but like old and fat Brandon Graham out there.
Wait a minute, Pat. Stop it.
You can't leave Brandon Graham alone.
Yeah, why are you taking shots at Brandon, dog?
I'm old and fat too, but
yeah,
I don't
but that's
go
why that's the main reason
out.
Why you can't take shots at Brandon because he's not old and fat.
How did this become about Brandon Graham? You're telling me I'm an idiot for wanting Sirianni to take over play calls.
Why is Hugh taking offense to BG being old and fat?
Because he's my friend, I guess.
I don't know. I just didn't want Hugh to take offense.
Trying to say I'm old and fat.
That's what I was wondering, yeah.
No, I look good.
Kyle yells at me all the time. And listen, man, they're 8-3. All they have to do is go out there and win. And, like, on Friday, if they lose that game on Friday, all bets are off. But don't make a change in leadership right now. What? You're going to upset the apple cart way too much.
It is a short week. I mean, he does have a point on this. We have a longer week before the Chargers game the next Monday.
What about, so I understand there's that. But if you're saying if this week, what about the first 12 weeks wasn't enough for you to see that you will see against the Chicago freaking Bears that tells you this isn't working? They just went up against one of the worst defenses in the league and didn't score for 42 minutes in the game.
You're insane. Agree that the offense is bad.
Yes.
But last year told me, and past performance is the only thing I can say, that these guys are going to figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Because they're the champions.
I can't wait.
Why are you signing off on this, Hugh? Why are you doing that?
I mean, that's what we do.
No. Pat, good phone call, and we appreciate it. I think we got to stop to... I think we have a little bit of revisionist history of what last year was. The passing game was not good at times, up and down. Their offense was never this bad last year. They ran the ball.
They had to run the lean on, no question.
Yeah, and it worked. And if you look, the numbers this year versus last year this time are strikingly not the same. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're just not. The Eagles are 25th in yards. Like, they were 5th in the NFL in yards per carry last year. They're 25 now. They're not even close to as... I feel like a lot of people were using, well, they turned it on last year. No, the passing game turned it on for the last 2 weeks. That's what happened last year. Nothing works right now. Nothing. It's like, we got a long way to go to just like, oh, yeah, we'll just turn it on when it matters. Guys, come on.
And does anyone else want to win the Super Bowl this year?
Yes, I want.
Then I don't want to hear they're 8-3.
Well, I didn't say that. I don't say that. That's a Douglas.
I've had enough of that.
No, they're 8-3, but let's be realistic, though.
They're 0-1 in their last week. How about that?
Let's be realistic.
Mm. On here?
There's a lot going on with this team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Not saying that they can't win the Super Bowl, but let's be honest. Would we all be surprised by the way that they've been playing if they didn't make it?
To the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Right now, I'd be surprised they get out of the first round with this offense.
It's a lot going on. I think this is the best time. Times like this, man, when you have this kind of adversity, the best thing to do is just be honest about everything.
Well, I like that.
Even if it's, you know, pointing the finger at you. Like that song yesterday, I'm surprised Kyle ain't played that, Looking for the Man in the Mirror. Like, you have to do that. That's what this is. We all sat here, and we're all talking about what the problem is. We don't know exactly what the problem is. You know, even Rube talking about, you know, changing the offensive coordinator. How is that going to help when you're trying to implement concepts that these guys aren't familiar with?
So here's my question off that. How do you think the players would view it if Nick came out to them, right? He did the media thing yesterday and today. If before practice today he says, we're making a change, I'm calling the plays on Friday. Do you think
that's a panic move.
That's what I think.
But I feel like this. They would probably say, given what, and I'm just going based off of what Joy Malata said last night, and I think Landon Dickerson at one point said this. They like Kevin Petullo. They don't think his players are bad. They don't. They just need to execute better. So they've circled the wagons, and they're riding for their coach. They just need to figure out whatever play better. Number one, they can't have 14 penalties in a game, and that's about it.
Well, you know,
and execute.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing for weeks this entire season. I mean, what if they like Kevin Betullo, fellas? Hear me out. Because he's taking all the heat off of them.
Well, you know who else might like that? The head coach.
Yeah.
I mean, that would change if he became the play caller.
I just want to find out.
So we're just exploring. We're just figuring things out on Friday. It's a must-win game.
The offense can't be worse. I really struggle to envision a scenario where the offense is worse.
I tend to agree with you that it probably wouldn't be worse if Sirianni or Parks Frazier or someone else in the building called the plays. But literally 2 years ago, we probably said that. One of us probably said, well, it can't be worse getting women from DeSida and Matt Patricia. It got worse. It literally got worse. They let the players basically run the whole thing after that. Well, what was the safety, Byard going in with his own defense?
I know. But there's a risk-reward aspect to it.
There is. I mean,
I'm sorry. What are we going to do? Not score for 45 minutes? Friday?
Do not put this past
as opposed to 42.
Do not put it past them.
50 minutes?
Andy in Westchester's up. Do not dare them. Andy, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's up, buddy?
So, I really like Kyle. I sincerely mean it when I say I'm impressed with, I think he's wise beyond his age. But, he's just wrong on this one. Mm-hmm. You gotta listen to the old wise guys here, Kyle.
Absolutely not.
You're still a little bit immature. I get it. But you can't make a rash decision like this and just make a snap decision. I would say that. What'd you say?
I'm sure I can.
You said it.
You cannot.
Watch me.
You said it was.
See, Andy, as you understand, as you get older, you listen more and talk less. Kyle's not even not there yet.
Yeah. But I'd say Sirianni either needs to be more hands-on or more hands-off than whatever he's doing right now. But I cannot see making the change right now. What Kyle said earlier, it's, you know, off-season, I'm looking at Mike McDaniel. That's the future to me. I think they should be putting everything into that.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be a number of former NFL head coaches, offensive guys, that probably are either already fired or will be fired. McDaniel, Daboll, Stefanski could be out there. I mean, these guys at times have been viewed as very good offensive minds. They all could be available this offseason.
Can I share a piece of news with everyone, though?
Yeah.
He is currently employed by the Miami Dolphins.
I
want to win the Super Bowl this year.
They might not be that.
You can't get Mike McDaniel.
No.
I can next year.
All right, well, then you don't want to win the Super Bowl. That's what you're telling me.
Yes, I do. What about Herb from the Northeast? Herb from the Northeast in there, we are golden.
Well, now we're kidding around. I'd rather, if I had to vote, I would rather go Sirianni.
Maybe you should be the one listening.
Sirianni over Herb. All right, Andy, what do you got for us? I need siblings here, famous siblings.
Quick, one more thing. The coach you're looking at, Kyle, just told us that a Friday game isn't much different than a Thursday game, except it's a day later.
He did say that.
You know, that's what we're talking about. My siblings are going to be Luke Skywalker and Princess Leia.
All right. It's a good one, Andy.
It's a big one, Andy.
We appreciate it. Andy from Westchester with the big answer. All right. 215-592-9494. That gets you aboard. A lot to discuss here on the Midday Show. Should Nick Sirianni take the play calling from Kevin Petullo and call the plays on Friday? I say no. Hugh Douglas says no. Kyle's pounding the table for Sirianni. We saw this already. He stunk at it. I don't want to see it again. Your take on it all. We'll also be joined by Ross Tucker. What is he seeing? And I'm really curious what Ross is seeing when it comes to Saquon Barkley. Is he not running the same? Do we need more Tank Bigsby? We'll hit it all next. Your phone calls and Ross's thoughts on this game as the Bears come in here red hot right now. How seriously should we take the Chicago Bears in the game coming up? We have Kiss the Baby later on in the show. A lot to discuss. Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The NBA season is here, and Fanatic Sportsbook is already running plays straight out of a championship playbook. Here's the deal, folks. You guys have heard me talk about the fan cash. Remember, every time you bet with Fanatics Sportsbook, you're earning up to 10% fan cash, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash. Fan cash unlocks real value. You can flip it into authentic NBA gear, game tickets, and access to exclusive Fanatics events with NBA legends. I guess that means you can get to hang out with some of the players. That's what it kind of sounds like. But that's not all that they only do on Fair Play. Because as the listeners know, Where other sportsbooks let injuries box you out, Fanatics Fair Play protects all bets from first half injury across pro football and pro basketball. So if your player goes out with an injury, boom, Fanatics Sportsbook keeps your bet in play. Make the switch and get more ways to win with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Zilla, you guys with us.
Ike's here.
Yeah.
He didn't like what I said.
I mean, because people are saying to him, like, Hugh, come get your guy. Come get Hugh Douglas.
See, listen. Don't come at Ike trying to get me. You know, because I'm grown-ass man.
Kyle, it's about the Dak thing yesterday.
No, but I said it.
Ike's having answered questions about you, Douglas.
Like they're like reining me in. Like, if you don't understand the conversations that happen on this station every day, then ask me. I'm a grown man. I can answer my own questions. You ain't got to talk to Ike. Ike's not my handler.
Then they ask you, and then you start talking about their wives and stuff. And
well, listen, it all depends on your tone. Well, like, if you come at me with a bad tone, you're going to get these.
I thought you forgave everyone at 10 o'clock.
You're going to get these skibbity paps.
What kind of tone do you think you're going to get if you are fantasizing about the Cowboys quarterback?
First of all, I'm not fantasizing.
Okay.
And second of all,
Dreaming? It was like thinking.
I was like, damn. No. It was, okay, since we're here, and we're defending what I said.
We do have company. We have to talk to Ross in a second.
Okay, we're going to talk to Ross. But all I said was Dak is the best statistically passer in Cowboys history. Am I lying on that?
You're not lying.
And when we were having a conversation, I was like, I just wondered. And it wasn't a slight on anybody. It was just a thought that popped in my head because you asked about Tanner and all the other cats, and I said, I wonder what he would look like in this office. And people lost their stuff.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
I can understand why. I
mean, and they need to get out their feelings.
Yeah, but you know that's not going to happen.
It's like asking this Eagles office to put 50
on the board Friday.
Well, I can't help it if you're insecure, because I didn't mean it as a slight. It was just a thought, and we were talking about random thoughts.
Well, you know who has lots of thoughts? Good ones. Football ones. Our guy Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL, for his daily Ross Report, talking Eagles, and of course the NFL on CBS. Ross, how you doing today?
Ross!
I'm doing fantastic. What's up, guys? How are you?
Well, sorry you had to get in this family. You know, you had to hear the family argue. You know, sorry about that.
I'm sure he's used to it. Yeah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. I got to be honest with you, Hugh. I actually think about stuff like that a lot.
Because, Ross, it's our job to think abstract thoughts. It's the job to think outside the box. Just wondering. It was not a slight against anybody. It was just a thought.
I am beyond, I mean, we'll never see it, but
ever.
I'm beyond curious to see what Hurts would look like in another team, another offense, and I'd be curious to see what Dak would look like another team, another offense, including here. I mean, that's one of the things that it's an unanswerable question that makes it interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of an existential football question we've always wondered, especially like quarterbacks and systems. Like if Montana didn't have Walsh and he was somewhere else, I mean, that
exactly.
Yeah, it is. It's just I think we're all deep down wonder it once in a while when it comes to, especially quarterbacks in football.
Or what if like another one, Ross? What if Tom Brady didn't go to the Patriots?
Of course.
And he went to the Atlanta Falcons.
It's probably not
what
Tom
if
Brady.
What if Drew Bledsoe never got hurt?
But people get in there, like, I know people love football, but they get in their feelings because they hear a snippet and they don't understand the conversation. How about you try to understand the conversation or think outside the box just a little bit? How about you do that?
I do, and I appreciate when you do, and I appreciate when Ross does. All right, Ross, let's try to think in or out of the box to fix the Eagles' offense. Ross, I'm curious when you're watching, and it's a big sample now. You know, we're headed towards week 13. Specifically the run game, and specifically now Saquon Barkley. Because I think the beginning of the year, we all realized, hey, the offensive line's not right, and it's just not right. How much of what you've seen, though, do you put on Saquon? And how much is he just not the same guy he was last year versus it's all the line? How do you divvy up the issue there with the run game?
I knew you were going to ask something like this. I think right now I'm going to go a third, a third, a third. So I got a third Saquon, and it's more actually about his vision than it is about him losing a step. I just don't think he's seeing it very well right now, and I think part of it is because the holes aren't as big as they were last year. I've never thought that vision was his strength, and I always thought going back to Penn State that he took too many negative yardage runs, kind of looking for the big one. So I think a third of it's on Saquon, but I'm not sure he's lost anything physically. I think it's more he's just not seeing it as well. Definitely at least a third is on the offensive line. because they are not playing as well as they did last year. But honestly, I got to put a third of it, guys, on the coaching staff. I mean, you know, I've told you before my frustration with how much they've used Calcaterra as a blocker, including at the point of attack. Then I'm watching, you know, like a negative yardage run against the Cowboys where Quinnen Williams is lined up on the inside eye, inside shoulder of the right tackle, Fred Johnson. And so the scheme, they have Cam Jurgens blocking back on him. That's just not going to happen. Quinnen Williams is too quick. That's like an impossible block for Cam Jurgens. They try to pull the guard and tackle. Quinnen Williams gets in the backfield, hits Saquon before Saquon even can get going. Then Steen misses his block. So it's kind of the run game's kind of a comedy of errors. But I honestly, I mean, I could make some of the pie slices a little bit bigger or smaller, Joe, but it's basically a third, third, third if we're talking about the blame pie right now.
All right, let's hit on the coaching staff, because I'm sure you probably saw some of this. You probably felt it just watching the game and seeing it. There's been a lot of conversation from the end of the game through yesterday, through last evening, with how much the Eagles prepped versus didn't prep versus guessed on what the Cowboys would do up front. So they ran a lot of five-man fronts. And after the game, Landon Dickerson said they didn't really spend a lot of time on practice on that particular front. And then he kind of walked it back a little bit last night on the players' lounge and said they did spend time, but maybe they just guessed wrong how much they would use it. Ross, I heard Jay Glazer say it before the game. When Fox put the graphics up when the game started, they had five defensive linemen reported, you know, as starters on the screen. And we saw it the Monday night before, you know, in the first game Quinnen Williams played with them. So I don't think most people were surprised they ran it, but obviously the Eagles, they didn't get ready for it enough. What do you make of all that and how they were or were not ready for what the Cowboys were doing?
Well, so clearly, if Landon Dickerson talked about it after the game, it's something that jumped out to him and that he felt strongly enough about it to voice that. I think obviously he probably felt like, you know, people are turning this into the coaches didn't have us prepared. That's not what I meant to say. And like you said, walked it back a little bit. Usually the truth is kind of somewhere in the middle. You know, they knew that the Cowboys are going to run some five-man fronts. By the way, pretty much everybody runs five-man fronts now. This is not like a new thing. It's a little bit newer for the Cowboys because they have Quinnen Williams. But whatever it was, maybe it's the way in which the Cowboys were running their five-man front. Maybe it's any new additions. Because you guys know, everybody has tweaks for every new game plan. So one way or the other, it felt like the Cowboys defensively had kind of a jump on what the Eagles were doing. That said, guys, it was 21-0. You know what I mean? Like, I know what Landon said after the game, and I think he was talking about maybe it hurt him in the run game, but it was 21-0. I mean, like, you can't say the coaching staff wasn't prepared, didn't have these guys ready. They were winning the game 21-0, like a quarter and a half in. They were prepared. They were ready. Trust me.
Ross Tucker with us here as we discuss the fallout from Eagles Cowboys and now what down the stretch of the season.
So, Ross, I'm kind of curious because we've been kind of bantering this around all day long. Like, you know, they're talking about taking play calling duties from Kevin Petullo and things of that nature. You played offensive line. What to you, what is the quickest fix, in your opinion, to get this offense going in the right direction?
Run Jalen Hurts. I mean, if you're talking about what's the quickest fix, the answer is the quarterback run game. And that's not like 20 carries. It's probably not even 10 carries. But implementing more quarterback runs opens things up in the running game, opens things up on the RPOs and in the passing game. I don't think the Eagles are utilizing it enough right now. I think that the teams aren't respecting him pulling the ball and taking it. I think that they need to have a couple more designed quarterback runs a game. And they're nervous about that, as they should be. Hurts has gotten hurt, I think, every year, missed a couple games. They don't want that to happen. So they're trying to do what they can to you know, stop him from getting hurt. But you also got to win these games, and you also got to, you know, try to get the number one seed. So that's the first thing that jumps out to me is quarterback run game.
Ross, let's talk about the Bears. It's a short week. It's Friday. When the schedule first came out, I was kind of intrigued because they have Ben Johnson now, and then maybe he would bring along Caleb Williams, but I never thought they'd be 8-3 coming in here. It's kind of a weird 8-3. They have a negative point differential, but they've won a lot of these close games. How good are the Bears, and what kind of challenge are we facing on Friday?
Well, they've won six straight one-score games, and you guys know on Tuesdays on the Ross Tucker podcast, I do my power rankings, and I've been, like, fighting it all year, right? I've been fighting the Bears. There's a reason, by the way, why the Eagles are touchdown favorites. It's because a lot of the underlying statistics for the Bears aren't that great. They have three of the top, like, five interception guys in the league. They've won six one-score games. So the way that, you know, a lot of the people that handicap these games look at it is they say, you know, the interceptions are on some level good fortune, but those have a way of evening themselves out. The same with the one-score games. People are not buying the Bears. You know, I did the Even Money Betting podcast today, and my co-host, the professional bettor, called them Fugazi.
Fugazi,
whatever. he's not buying the Bears either. I've gone the other way, Joe. They're good. They're 8-3. They're good. I don't care if they're getting interceptions. I don't care if Caleb Williams is pulling a rabbit out of the hat. They are an 8-3 NFL football team. They're good. Do I think they're better than the Eagles? No. Do I think they can beat the Eagles if the Eagles keep playing the way they did the last few weeks? Absolutely.
Ross, we appreciate it as always. It should be a good one on Friday against the Chicago Bears, and suddenly a very, very big game for the Eagles. Ross, appreciate you hopping on. Have a very happy Thanksgiving with your family, and we'll talk to you next week.
Have a good
Likewise.
One.
Yep, take care, guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker there talking to us about the issues. One-third, one-third, one-third is his view on the right. And that's more blame for Saquon than we've heard before.
I mean, it's starting to come. Yeah. It's starting to come because, you know, now you have people looking and seeing that his running style is not the same. This team needs a spark. I think if they get a spark, they'll be fine.
Because
they're not bad, man. And I understand. I knew going into this week after they lost to Dallas that's the worst team you could lose to.
Well, of course. I mean,
you know what I mean?
Because it made everything that was under the surface now is bubbling over. Let's grab Raymond in Sicklerville. What's up, Raymond?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, Raymond. What's up?
All right, so I have a case for Nick to become the OC. I think he needs to put his big boy pants on, in all honesty. Stop being so scared.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the composition of the team, you got Vangio. He's the head coach of the defense. He doesn't need a lot of consultation from the head coach. You got Howie. He was in the bunker for a while. He came out. He's now the best GM of all time. So you can get better at doing something. You know, he had a small sample size. I think it was, 3 weeks into the season or something when Steichen changed over. So, you know, he's won a Super Bowl. He shouldn't be so nervous and stressed out about maybe, you know, reclaiming a status of being a great play caller. I mean, obviously we see Petullo is not good at the job. He can't do in-game adjustments. And then also some of those lack of in-game adjustments, maybe that's pulling Nick away from, you know, his overall game management. We've seen him, you know, suffer in that. You know, like normally we look at Nick and he's like, wow, that's a great decision in-game. That's another great decision. How many times have we seen over the course of the season where it's like, what is he thinking?
Yeah, most this year. This year it's been rough in game. I don't know what the hell he's doing half the time. This year's been weird.
Yeah, I think I heard a stat before about, you know, the Eagles when they're in the play clock, they're like one of the last in the NFL of like when they're snapping the ball.
Yep.
And a lot of times you're seeing gestures from the wide receiver. I saw Saquon over the weekend. He was putting his arms up like, what's going on? What's the play? What are we doing? You know, so that leads me to believe it could be somewhat on Jalen, but it's probably on the play caller since it's happening so consistently.
Well, it's happening too much. I mean, it really is. They seem out of whack. All right, Raymond, what do you got for us? A pair of siblings, famous siblings.
I'm going to say Elsa and Anna.
Elsa and Anna from
Frozen, right?
Frozen, yes.
Let it go.
Raymond, good one. We appreciate Elsa and Anna from Frozen. All right, quickly, before we go any further, we got to give a shout-out, Hugh, to McGurk's. They brought us an incredible amount of food. What'd you have? What'd you get from McGurk's?
I got the cheesesteak egg rolls.
Oh, I'm sure they're delicious. Yeah. I had one of the bowls with the hummus. And I mean, everything they have is it's incredible food. And don't forget, you can go there Thanksgiving Eve. They're going to have the Black Friday game and specials at all the McGurk's locations. Dinner with Santa on December 9th, you could have that at McGurk's as well. And a shout out, you know, a lot of people from McGurk's bring us the food, right? It's like a group. They come in,
yes.
They hang out. One of them, specifically Amanda, who's here today, she has the most server sales across all 8 McGurk's locations. So a shout out to her.
Shout out to Amanda.
Thank you, McGurk's, for bringing us some food. It's a great place to hang out and get some food.
Nice spots.
And they're always great. And we'll, of course, watch the Birds game this Friday. All right, let's go to,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
What do you know? Skip and Claymont on WIP. Skip, what's up?
Hey, guys. Hello, Hugh. How do you do? Woohoo!
Hey.
Skip, how we doing?
It's a lot.
Fantastic. I just want to start off to wish you guys a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, of course. Happy Thanksgiving, Skip. It's wonderful to hear from you. What's on your mind?
And I'm hoping that Lonesome Hugh can join his neighbors in the Thanksgiving celebration at the condo.
I'm good. Thanks. I appreciate the offer, but I'm cool.
Well, wait a second. I'm being very careful of my tone. I know Hugh doesn't like when people come at him with tone, so I'm walking very gingerly.
No, you can. It's cool. I'm not coming.
No. We'd love to have you join us this year.
No, I'm not coming.
Everybody's pitching in, Hugh. It's going to be a nice feast. Ralph and 212.
I imagine.
Ralph's bringing his garlic mashed potatoes and some green beans, and Mr. Panic and 330 is bringing his famous cream corn. Yeah, you know Crystal, too, the floozy. She's bringing her famous pie, and I'm bringing carrots.
Yeah, I love the the little glazed carrots on Thanksgiving. That's great.
No, whole carrots. Whole carrots.
What's the purpose?
The big
carrots.
Bag of whole carrots. They'll fill you right up, you.
I'm good. I appreciate you. I'm good.
Of course, lots of turkey, plenty of white meat and dark meat. I prefer the dark meat. How about you guys? Dark meat is much more flavorful. Plus, it's high in fat and it keeps it very moist. It's also higher in nutrients like iron, zinc, thiamine, B12. Bingo.
That sounds crazy.
Yeah, I'm a vegetarian, so.
You
that's a shame, Joe. You got to cut loose once per year.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead and eat some of the turkey.
I'm good.
Get some of that dark meat.
Come on, Joe. There's nothing better on Thanksgiving than a big, juicy drumstick. Hugh, you can have one, too. Woo-hoo.
I'm good. I appreciate you, man, but I'm good.
I'm still holding out hope. Of course, there's the old Thanksgiving traditional opening of the tube of crescent rolls. I like to smack my tube on the counter and watch it explode.
Oh, Skip, I don't know if that's a normal Thanksgiving ritual most people do. That's a little different.
Why don't you start asking around? Everybody does it. And Kyle's staying with us. He's here with his girlfriend. She's a very nice girl. Let's hope Kyle doesn't pass out before the football game this year.
Kyle, you're playing football too? You're in this?
He said pass out.
He's in. We're definitely playing football. Yes, we are. And Hugh, I need you under center. No shotgun. We'll loosen up with a quick game of two-hand touch, and then the tackling begins.
No, I'm good. I'm flattered. I really am, but I'm good. Thank you.
We can do the tush push, you. We'll really show them how it's done.
No.
And we're going to do a lot of scoring. A lot. We'll score early and often.
I'm good.
Skip, where are you calling from? Are you at Hugh's house again?
Wait a minute, Joe.
I'm just wondering.
I had probable cause. I'm checking all the units for working smoke detectors, and I heard the beeping sound coming from inside of Hugh's.
That's a stereotype. That's not true. I changed my smoke detectors.
You need batteries. You ignored all the emails, so I was forced to enter the dwelling yet again.
Skip,
I feel attacked.
Skip, are you in Hugh's bed again?
How did you know that?
I know you. That's been the pattern of all these phone calls, and this is what always happens.
No, not this time. This time I'm in the bathtub here. Splashy, splashy.
All right, Skip, I hesitate to ask this. Are you taking a bath in Hugh's house?
I was actually reading Joe DeCamera's book. It says it's best to read in the bathtub. And I'm sitting here. I was sitting here reading it when you called.
Skip, you literally called us. You rang the phone.
Don't
you think it's a little creepy that you're in the bathtub when he's not there?
Not creepy at all. I just got done exercising and I needed a good scrub. By the way, Hugh, you're out of tissues.
Well, thanks.
All right, that's enough. Happy Thanksgiving, Skip.
Happy Thanksgiving all of you.
All right, that's enough. Hugh, he's got a nice day planned for you tomorrow Thursday.
I'm not going to any of that, Joe. I'm not going to do that. Okay. I'm not going. I'm not that friendly. I'm not trying to hang out with my neighbors. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're lovely people. I'm not trying to hang out with them.
Did he say you used all your tissues?
He did. Yeah, that's when
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty sure my neighbors are great people.
It's always 1 second too long we leave them on the air. And then it just gets to a point where you got to hang up.
Yeah.
Are you considering changing the locks? The guy's in your house.
Yeah,
every time he calls,
if he's part at home.
He's got probable calls.
Yeah.
I mean,
the smoke detector thing was great.
That's a stereotype.
Check the smoke detectors, all right?
I'm offended.
That's the offensive part of all that.
I'm offended. Some folks, you go to their house and you always hear that chirp. I can't stand
that. Would people leave the chirp? That's like torture.
One of our callers has a chirping issue.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah,
I can't handle it for 10 seconds. I have to run and change it. It's the worst noise in the world.
Listen, Joe, I'm the same way.
Oh,
I don't play it. I am not that person. I mean, but I know people that are that are familiar with that. You know what I mean? And it's become like, you know, you just is white noise at that point.
Oh,
no, I can't stand
that. That sounds terrible. So, yeah. So you're definitely out on Thanksgiving in the neighborhood?
No, I'm not. I'm not hanging out with neighbors. So I see them, and you know, like they've attempted to wave. You know, when I get out of the car, and they've attempted to have, you know, conversations. Yeah. I refuse. I'll, you know, hit them with a quick.
I mean, you could just say, hey, what's
up? Well, I hit them with a quick, you know.
Yeah, but that's,
I keep it moving.
That's not hot.
I mean, but it is.
It's not. I mean,
you know, and a few times they knocked on the door. I don't answer. I look. I'm that person. I'm looking through the blinds.
Why don't you just answer it? Say, hey, what's up, man?
Because I don't feel like talking.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it's a long thing. They're probably like, hey, man.
I mean, you know, I mean, listen.
You're blocking my driveway or whatever you're doing.
I know what this sounds like.
Sounds bad.
I know I do radio every day, and I love each and every one of you. I just don't feel like talking to y'all outside of work because it's a lot. It's
well,
a lot.
Skip's going to go into your house anyway.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a lot. It's
he
a
skips
lot
winning
sometimes.
This battle. All right, 215-592-9494 to hop in. We do have our ComboCon prize to give away. We'll continue to take your phone calls on the Eagles. The Nick Petullo, Nick Sirianni, Kevin Petullo, I'm combining them into
Petullo,
one. Nick Petullo.
Yeah. Might as well.
Yeah, one nonsense offense here. All right, your phone calls on all this. Plus, it is Tuesday as we barrel towards week 13, which starts in 2 days in the NFL. You know what time it's time for? It's time to kiss the baby. You can enter to win a prize if you participate for the caller's team. All right, 215-988-1250. We're looking for a caller to play kiss the baby as we eliminate another team from postseason contention before the end of the season. 215-988-1258. Caller number two to the contest line right now plays kiss the baby. And we have an elimination. Someone already has a team that they have not eliminated that has been eliminated.
As usual suspects.
We'll tell you about that next. We'll play kiss the baby on the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business.
You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.